now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.
Welcome to another episode of Create Loud, the podcast for creatives. I'm one of your hosts, Rachel Robison.
Yes.
And with me today and every time, there's a co-host with me. Wait, that's not totally true. Anyway, with me is Cody Crabb.
Hello.
Hello. You're a regular. You're a series regular. So I don't know why I said that.
Can you call one of the hosts a series regular? Like, I guess that's fair.
But you're a co-star.
That's true. How's it going?
Oh, it's going good. I filed my taxes finally.
Oof. Man, that's a whole episode right there.
Pretty much. I have
been dealing with some of that as well.
Well, maybe we'll wait till next tax season or before next tax season to do an episode about it.
I'll give you this as a little hint. I got a CPA.
Oh.
Now I don't know if there is anything more adulty than hiring an accountant.
Pretty much. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Well, either way, it's like, I don't know. Just dealing with all that stuff.
Yeah, I'm finishing stuff up this week, actually. They're doing stuff for me. But yeah, it's good. It's about done. Good luck, everyone.
Good luck out there. Okay, so.
Yeah.
Cody. It has come to my attention
that
we have kept a couple of our fans waiting for something for like almost a year. And that's not cool.
Have we?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, let me pull up the video here so that we can get some audio context.
Oh no. What?
Facebook Memories is such a beautiful thing. Because it...
Yeah, except for when it shows you posts from 2008, and you're like, what was I doing?
Or, in your case, 2018, because I've got something that I was reminded of a year ago, and... Oh. Hold on, wait.
Oh, no!
All right, here it is, in all its glory.
Gosh. Wait, this is the good part. I dare you to do that half as accurately.
That's the thing. If you want to listen to the whole thing, you'll have to become Cody's Facebook friend and then do some major scrolling to 2018. But
we... It's worth it, apparently.
People legit want to know the science behind that, so we're going to humor them.
Yeah.
Explain.
So here's how hand fart works. Basically, it's the same way your vocal cords work, funny enough. So what happens is when you talk, you have these two very thin membranes of skin in your throat that vibrate together, and then your mouth makes shapes to form the sound, but really your vocal cord is the only thing that's actually making sounds. So it's these two little tiny flaps of skin that rub together. When you lose your voice, a lot of times that's swollen or it has mucus on it, stuff like that. So basically hand fart it's replacing my hand goes where the vocal cords would be. So that's, and the reason it sounds like a fart is because, well, you know, it's mimicking some other stuff as well. So some air comes out from my mouth and that vibration, you know, and so if the vibration's faster, then this pitch is higher. If it's slower, then it's lower. So I, you know, it's not an exact science, but it is a science. And there you go. Hand fart. Boom. Mic drop.
That was like
Bill Nye level explanation, I think.
Yeah, in like 30 seconds or whatever. That was impressive. Yeah. That's great. So if you're listening and you've been waiting for that explanation for a long time, there it is.
Well, and you know, we'll even share that video on our Facebook page, and I apologize in advance for that.
I don't.
But I feel like it's either going to be me or Rachel, so I'm just going to get ahead of it.
Yeah, there you go. But like, the thing is, that post was inspired by one of our Create Loud alumni, Kenny Maness. So he did something, and then you did something inspired by that, and then another alum was Shane Mickelson, and he did a video to the Star Wars theme, and then he challenged me to do it, and so, but it didn't go very far after that, but it was a thing for a minute there.
That would have been cool.
It could have been the next viral thing, but
imagine if we started that. How crazy that would that have been?
Would have been crazy, but sorry, I'm okay that it didn't work out, because then I don't want that video to be my viral video. There's like so much more stuff.
I could not agree more. I did hand fart.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, you guys should be Cody's Facebook friend, because quality content, I assure you.
I legit think so hard before I post stuff. Like I'm very selective, so I appreciate that you noticed that.
No, I do. It's like, oh, I could go on. It's funny. But speaking of stuff, did you see the new Joker trailer?
Okay, I know it exists, and I have seen the posts that contain it all over the internet.
Yeah, it's pretty.
But
bad
I have right not now. Actually watched it because I don't know how I feel about them even making this movie.
All right, yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it.
I was the same way though until I saw the camera screen test. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Okay, so I was in the same boat as you. Because
I'm coming at this uninformed. I don't know anything about it. All I know is that it's Joaquin Phoenix and it's a Joker origin story. That's all I know.
Yeah, and it looks pretty freaking good. So I was on the fence as well because I'm a huge, huge fan of Heath Ledger's Joker. And I'm one of those people that's like,
yeah,
no one will ever come close type thing.
That might be my favorite movie of all time, yeah, is The Dark Knight.
It was very, a very awesome movie. Like, I think out of the trilogy, that one's definitely my fave.
Oh, for sure, like, the best one.
Yeah, and so my brother showed me whenever they posted this, like, sometime last year or something, the screen test for this Joker movie, and I was like, what? They can't do that. But then I watched it, and then I was kind of a little hypnotized. I was like, okay, all right, I'll bite. Yeah, and then you should watch it. Ooh, we should do a live reaction. You should watch it right now.
You know what? I'm going to do it. It's just that short one, the 30-second one?
Yeah, it's really short, and it's like that end with the makeup, it's like, oof. Okay.
Interesting. It's definitely interesting. Like, he has like this, he does a really good something behind the eyes kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
Whereas I think Heath Ledger's was more, I don't know, I can't even explain Heath Ledger's, obviously, it was so good.
I know. I'm with you. I'm totally with you.
I think it's more, his is much more subtle, which I almost find more disturbing, because Heath Ledger's, I feel like I could pick out of a crowd almost, but it creeps me out that there could be a Joker just walking around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it's just a different style. I mean, obviously it's just a thought of how it's played. So I don't know. I'm intrigued now. I'll probably at least watch the trailer. That's not much, is it? But I will do it.
What? When?
Should I watch it right now? I'll watch
you
it
should.
Right now.
Why yeah, not? You should.
Okay, I still have mixed feelings, and let me tell you why. Okay. So, I think he definitely brings something new to the Joker. Heath Ledger's was much more like, he's, I don't know. I definitely think this looks great. This was super not what I expected. But yeah, I'll definitely watch it. That looks really good. But I maybe don't get the exact hype. I mean, it looks good, but you know.
Yeah, I think, I wonder if I am just like super hyped over, like, more than anyone else just because I loved how the trailer was put together. But, like, this does look really good.
The trailer was amazingly made. Like, regardless of the actual movie, that was a really well-done trailer.
Yes. Okay. Thanks for validating that.
Now that I think about it, that might be one of the better trailers I've ever seen.
I agree. I'm the same way. Yeah. Okay. This is good. All right. It's okay if you're not totally sure about the Joker. But, I mean, because of this trailer, I'm kind of like, okay, this might actually be a good movie.
Yeah. I actually agree.
All right.
Because I think now we are actually witnessing the spiral down of insanity, which we never actually saw. Usually we just saw it, you know.
Yeah.
We saw it after everything happened, but.
Yeah, and usually we don't really get a backstory. He's just kind of like this enigma that's just like, we don't really know what happened. And so that's kind of.
Also, they were pretty brave to release that movie this year.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, of any year to release a superhero movie?
Uh-huh.
Like, this is the year you choose? Come on.
Gets, kid. I know, seriously.
Wow. But, I mean, it does. To be honest, I have not been impressed with DC stuff so far, but this actually looks okay.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm excited. This actually brings up a good point, because you know, the creators of this, whoever wrote the screenplay for this, and the director and Joaquin Phoenix himself, when this movie was announced, it got so much hate. Everyone on the internet was like, "This is stupid. This is Heath Ledger. Like, you're ruining the magic that he did and all this stuff."
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was really brave to still stick with it after all of that. And I think it paid off this time.
Yeah, because now people are saying that, like, this might actually, you know, make Heath Ledger proud type thing, and, you know, letting the legacy live on, and, yeah.
Exactly. So I think there's something to be said for just, you know, doing your thing, and just kind of seeing what happens.
Haters gonna hate.
It's always gonna happen. Not everyone is gonna love everything you do.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually made it a point to, like, think of the most talented person in the world. Like, who do you think is the most talented creator in the world? Could be artist, filmmaker, anybody. Who?
Oh, man, it's got to be Kanye. Just kidding.
Oh my gosh. I was like,
I'm totally joking.
Thank you.
I could just
thank
hear
you
the
for
look
being
on
joking
face.
About that.
No,
I know you could hear it. I was just like,
you're about to hang up on me. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry about you Kanye fans out there, but
I'm not. Again, no apologies here. But the most talented person in the world. Let's say,
I know obviously that's super subjective. Let's just say someone that's really talented. Well, let's go for a Create Loud favorite, Steven Spielberg.
Oh, yeah. What the heck? What are we thinking? Why'd that take us so long to answer that question? Okay, take Steven Spielberg.
Movies are almost universally loved. They appeal to everybody. Everyone loves him. He's a nice guy. But somewhere, someone thinks he's a total hack and hates everything he does.
True.
Like, that exists in every level of everything, you know? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I think some people just kind of have a vision and they go for it. Some people kind of mold what they do based on what their fans say, which I also don't think is that bad of a thing. But then again, you're going to get conflicting opinions and stuff like that. So
can't please everybody.
You know, just be true. Be true. Do your thing.
Be true to your school.
I've seen some crazy, crazy stuff, like art and things like that, where I'm like, who would have ever thought that that could be successful? But here it is, like in a gallery, or here it is. And, you know, it's going viral, or there's videos of it all over. But
I think about that all the time. Like, the things that become well known and are famous, and, you know, how people make millions and over, like, the most simplest idea, it's like mind blowing to me. Because all you have to do is just, like, create something, like, literally just create something, and you never know. That could be, like, the next greatest thing since sliced bread. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, well, and I work with a bunch of YouTubers. One of my freelance gigs right now is I do social media managing for YouTubers, which is ridiculous and weird, but it's super fun. So I was talking to one of the people I work with, and he said, you have to pretend like everything and nothing you make is going to go viral. And that just stuck in my head so hard, because it's like, you have to prepare as if every video is going to be the one that goes big, because it's true. Like, I've seen it happen. Just random videos they never expected that are 2 years old will suddenly get like 100,000 views in like 2 weeks.
That's so crazy. Like,
it's so bizarre, but I think that's a really good, I mean, obviously outside of YouTube as well, that's a really good way to look at everything. Like, you got to treat your stuff as, you know, you got to be careful with it, and you got to be, you know, make sure that it's as good as you can get it. But at the same time, you also have to go, literally zero people might see this. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, it comes down to, like, if zero people are going to see this, like, is it still worth it to you to be creating it?
Exactly. So I think there's a balance there. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what, you know, we were actually just talking about this because we are actually approaching the 1 year anniversary of Create Loud, like the first episode.
Oh, really?
I don't know if you knew that. Do you know when it was?
No.
Oh, wait, actually, we might have already passed it now that I'm thinking about it.
If it's
We posted April. The very first episode on March 4th. So we have now officially been doing this for a year. But we were just talking about this. Like, if you go back and listen to our first episodes, and please don't.
Except for the Justin
like,
Bieber.
Like, we had barely... That was actually a really good one. But we had just barely figured this out. We didn't know, like, what we were doing. We barely had figured out the recording situation.
I'd never been on a podcast.
Like, you'll notice our audio now is way better. Yeah. It's just, there's so much stuff that we've learned. And we've had little stuff along the way where we like, oh, this works better when we do this. And, you know, if you notice, we haven't done an interview in a while. And that's because, you know, we had a lot more success with ones where we didn't do interviews. But we, you know, we're going to go back into those as well, kind of ease back into some of those because we want to do that.
Because we like talking to people.
Yeah. And so I think we've learned so much about podcasting in just the year that we've been doing this. And so I don't know. I think we talk about this a lot, but you just got to start. You just have to. You have an idea. You have a thought. Oh, well, I don't have the stuff I need. I'm not ready for this yet. Yes, you do. You have a computer or a phone, or else you wouldn't be listening to this podcast. So you have so many tools. You have more tools than anyone in history has ever had before you.
Ooh.
So what are you going to do with it? You know, if you have a touchscreen phone or an iPad and you're an artist, that's a million times more than any famous Disney animators or artists have ever had, you know? So just get going. Like, we have, and we have the internet now. What's to stop
Literally
you from looking up all this new information and tutorials? And
yeah,
we're here.
If you joined our Facebook group, Creators Connect, you would have seen, I actually shared a post yesterday about this very thing, where it says, like, your first podcast will be awful. Your first video will be awful. Your first article will be awful. Your first art will be awful. Your first photo will be awful. Your first game will be awful. But you can't make your 50th without making your first. So get it over with and make it.
Do you want to hear something really poetic? When this airs, this will likely be our 50th episode.
No way. Are you for real?
maybe like 40, 48. But yeah. But that should tell you something. You know, we've figured it out. I mean, we're not experts, but we feel comfortable now. I feel like we've got
a
system.
Still know what we're doing, but we know a little bit more.
Yeah. And of course, you know, we really honestly mean this. If you're stuck in any way, you go, I want to open a store, like an online shop, but I have no idea where to start. I don't know what resources I can trust, all this stuff. Seriously, reach out to us. We don't know everything, but we know a lot of stuff. We could point you in the right direction for a lot of things, especially if it comes to like podcasting or music or freelancing. Like, we know a lot about that stuff now. So
yeah,
please reach out to us.
Yeah, and if you need someone to like just you know, vent to about, I don't know, anything art related or creativity related. Like, we want to hear about it. We want to talk you through it and be there for you.
Yeah. Hi, Judy.
Hi, Judy. Exactly. Yeah.
We got a really awesome message a couple weeks ago from Judy, and she made us super motivated and excited because she said we really helped her out. So yeah, thanks for that. I think you helped us as much as we helped you for that.
We're a team. It's a win-win situation.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we want this community to be. We want it to be a two-way street. Keep them coming.
So I have some homework for everyone.
Ooh.
Because everyone does this, right? So everyone goes, you know what would be awesome is if I, and then they have a thing, right? If I wrote a children's book, or if I started a band, or if I learned how to play the guitar, or something like that, you know, and this is the other mistake people make. And we've talked about this before, but they think I've got to have all the equipment, right? I've got to get a brand new guitar. I can't afford it right now. I can't. So how am I supposed to learn a guitar if I don't have a guitar? Well, you know, that's a very specific example, but that version of I need a thing to do my thing, but I don't have the thing. There are so many tools for you out there and people that are willing to help. And, you know, just think about who you know that is doing the things that you love. Get in those circles. Try to find people that connect with those people. And everyone wants to help. We're all in the same team here. You know, we all want to live our dreams, and nothing makes most people happier than seeing someone live the dream that they've had, especially if it's the same one as them, you know. Let's say I'm an awesome famous guitarist, and someone says, I want to learn how to be as good of a guitarist as you. Nothing would make me happier than to, you know, give you some pointers and just show you, you know, because I want you to have that same dream that I had.
You're exactly right. Because, well, I mean, you think about, you've talked about like the mentors that you and I have had, and they're willing to help out because they want to give back to the rising generation of our field of work, you know, like.
Yeah. And I'm sure they had that same thing. They probably had the same kind of like support and things like that. And they feel like they want to pay it forward.
Yeah, and it makes a huge difference. And like, fingers crossed, if I, you know, see some success in my career, like I would totally love to do that, you know, help somebody out. And I mean, even now, like just helping out someone that's just like literally like two steps behind me, you know, like I've received so much help with me trying to figure out like music career and composing career, like, you know, people that reach out that are literally like just barely starting, like I feel like I can help them. And it's just like something that you definitely want to do because of the help, you know, just like you said, like the help that you received, and
it makes you feel so good.
So good. Yeah.
Just like getting people to the same spot. Yeah. Like, you know, if you want to start a podcast, if you've always said, oh, I really want to start a podcast. If you really wanted to do it, do you know what you actually need to do that? Honestly, a smartphone.
Yeah.
And internet access. If you have literally just those two things, you could start a podcast tomorrow. Think about that. Like,
dang.
What's stopping you? You know,
yeah.
Like just do it.
Seriously.
I feel like Shia LaBeouf again.
Don't let your dreams be dreams.
Yeah, just really though.
Do it.
We're only on this earth for a short time. Just it's time.
If you don't
now,
you
tomorrow,
owe it to
yourself
today to do it. Right when this podcast episode ends, do it.
Yeah, stand up, Grant.
Grant? Oh my gosh, if Grant had a podcast, I would listen to it. I would never miss an episode.
Well, we won't know if he doesn't start it.
Okay, Grant, we'll help you out, though, if you need it. We're here to support you.
Yeah, this is your chance. Reach out. Reach out, Grant, as well as anyone else that feels like they need help getting started. You know, it doesn't have to be about the things that we mentioned. Just if you just need some motivation, or if you need some kind of general advice, then we're here. We're here for you.
Exactly. Because that's why we're even here at all as a podcast.
Yep.
That's the heart of it right there.
That is super true. Here's what else we want you to do. Head over to Facebook. Join our group, Creators Connect.
Smash that join
button.
We're
a group of... That's like my pet peeve of YouTubers. Don't forget to ring the bell!
bell!
Ring the bell. That's a new one. I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
But you
haven't heard that because of the notifications?
Right.
You know, that's true. I do work around a lot of YouTubers, so.
You know all the lingo.
No, but so.
Anyway, yeah, join
head
our
over
Facebook
to, head over. So head over to our Facebook group, Creators Connect, and join up there. And tell us what you're doing. Like, do a public post. Like, tell our group
Introduce
what you're
yourself.
Up to, what you want to do. Because honestly, we're a supportive group. We'll follow your stuff. We want to share your stuff and, you know, get you a little bit of
most,
help. Because that's what we all need.
Most Facebook groups are like, no self-promo. No, we're all about self-promo. So brag away.
That's what we want. Yeah, go for it.
Do it. No holding back.
Man, I feel lame that I'm just gonna go take a nap after this.
Take a nap? Do you realize what time we're recording episode?
Yes, I do. And I've been up since 5 a.m. because my baby doesn't think it's cool to sleep at quote night.
At quote night. Yeah, but when you're as cute as your baby is, you think
he is very cute.
You can kind of just get away with anything.
He started to growl now. That's fun.
That's cute.
He'll just be chilling in his little walker seat thing. And I'll be in the other room, and I'll just hear.
Oh, it's that kind of growling? Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, obviously, it's much higher because he's a baby, but yeah. And also, this is the other thing. I'll promise I'll shut up after this about my baby, but he goes.
Oh, I saw that video you guys posted. That was so cute.
So we'll just be, it's so funny. Like, he'll just be in his crib, and over the baby monitor, we'll hear.
Wow.
It's so cute.
We got a voice actor on our hands, huh?
No kidding. I actually said the same thing. It's kind of ridiculous.
It's in the cards. Yeah. I see it. I see it now.
Thank you guys so much for listening today. You're awesome.
We do appreciate it, for real. You're the best.
Yeah, and we hope you'll share this episode. Especially if maybe you don't have the thing, but someone else has the thing that they've been meaning to do forever, and they just won't get off their butt and do it, share this episode with them. And let's all kick their butts together.
Yes.
Let's all go to their house, everyone.
Oh, no.
Anyway, we think you're awesome, and we'll see you next week.
Keep on creating.
Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory. Right now at Banana Republic Factory, save big with 50 to 70% off the entire store. Plus, take an extra 50% off clearance. Stock up on dresses and polos starting at $19.99. Find your nearest store or shop online only at Banana Republic Factory.